Dictation for Reinaldo, R-E-A-N-A-L-D-O, Hernandez, H-E-R-N-A-N-D-E-Z. June 14, 1944. Address as a letter to Dr. Holmes. H-O-L-M-E-S 463-1713. Dear Dr. Holmes, follow up for Mr. Hernandez. Advanced renal failure, history of membranous nephropathy and nephrotic range proteinuria. Comes accompanied with wife. Poor eating, no appetite, weight loss, sleepiness, pruritus, nausea, no vomiting. Still making urine, no edema. No chest pain palpitations or increase of dyspnea. PD catheter placed with hernia repair, umbilical type. Dr. Bonacci, B-O-N-A-C-C-I, he requested to wait a few more weeks to allow it to heal. There is no localized RALS, no pericardial wrap, no gross abdominal tenderness, no major edema, non-focal, decreased hearing, normal speech. Next paragraph, recent chemistries, severe isotemia, GFR 13, stage 5. Normal electrolyte, acid-base, calcium, glucose in the lower 70s, recent anemia 9.7, normal white blood cell platelet, phosphorus elevated at 5.2, normal albumin, next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 5, evidence of uremic symptoms, history of membranous nephropathy without recurrence, has nephrotic range proteinuria, needs to start dialysis, call home dialysis nurse to arrange with surgeon an early start. We might need to do dialysis in the dialysis unit, PD, as we are training him. Potentially low volumes, but needs to start treatment. I don't see an indication to a hospital admission. We do not want to do any hemodialysis catheter. All his symptoms explains very well by uremia. Indeed, as part of dialysis, we will manage anemia, electrolyte, acid-base, calcium, phosphorus, nutrition. Expect his symptoms to improve once he starts dialysis. He's willing to proceed as well as family member. All issues discussed with the patient, end of dictation.